T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Eye on the Community. I'm Vicki Pepper. September is known as Hunger Action Month, a time for the community to take action on the hunger crisis. For tens of millions of people in America, a daily meal isn't a choice between different dishes. It's a choice between food and other crucial needs, like medicine, electricity, or childcare. Feeding America San Bernardino, otherwise known as FARSB, seeks to alleviate food insecurity in the Inland Empire. And here to tell us how we can help is Carolyn Soler, CEO for FARSB. Thank you for joining me.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Carolyn, start by giving us an overview of Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino.
Yeah, so Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino is the largest, most efficient hunger relief organization serving the Inland Empire. We have over 250 different partners that we work with in the community to get food out to those who need it most. We also run 10 different hunger relief programs of our own to ensure that we're reaching seniors and children and everyone in between.
What is food insecurity?
Food insecurity is defined as not having access to 3 meals a day. So it's not getting that proper nutrition in a day. We use it often interchangeably with hunger. So when we say hunger, we're talking about food insecurity.
And what does hunger look like in the Inland Empire?
Hunger looks like you and I. It's anybody. There's over 400,000 people in the community that are at risk of experiencing hunger or food insecurity, which basically, like I just said, it means not having access to those 3 meals a day. Here in our community, it means we're all one job loss or medical emergency away from it. So it really could affect any of us here.
What types of programs can the community benefit from if they're in need of help?
Yeah, we run many different programs here. One of the ones that we started during the pandemic was our Homebound Emergency Relief Outreach, or HERO for short. This is essentially a home delivery program. So we launched it in March 2020 to get food to those in our community that couldn't leave their homes. A lot of those were seniors that just weren't able to leave. And just because of everything that was going on, they were scared to leave. Since we launched the program, we've done over 12,000 home deliveries throughout Riverside and San Bernardino counties. This program has been able to grow because of a partnership that we had with Esri. If you're familiar with Esri, they're based in Redlands and they have this mapping software. They were able to help our volunteers get food to those who most need it. So they were able to see directly on the map who needed food and how we could get it to them. So volunteers were able to mark off when they completed a delivery, and then we were able to see it on our end to make sure that no one that had requested food was going to go without it. Today, that program looks like us working with DoorDash. So DoorDash has been generous enough to donate their services to us. So Dashers are able to go on the app and claim these deliveries and get food out to those who have requested it much quicker than our volunteers have been able to. So it's been able to help us grow the program pretty rapidly, which has been very exciting. In addition to the HERO program, we also run a senior food distribution program. So every month we work to get food out to over 2,000 seniors in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. We also work with over 250 different community partners, and these are pantries and shelters, to get food out to the community through them. So like I said, shelters, after-school programs, church pantries, we work directly with them, kind of like a Costco, so that way they can pick up the essential items that they need from us and get it to those who need it. We also partner with grocery stores, so these same partners can go directly to the grocery stores before items are unable to sell, so that way they can quickly get it out to those who need support.
I'm speaking with Carolyn Soler, CEO of Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino. Tell us how you're working with local grocery stores to combat hunger.
Yeah, we have over 200 local grocery stores that we partner with, and over 90 different partners that are able to go to these grocery stores. This partnership is really great because these partners can go directly to the grocery stores on select days to pick up those excess items that grocery stores have. They're able to pick up items like frozen foods, produce, meat, bakery items, and more. So this is really great. We've also been able to partner with the local Amazon Fresh locations that have opened. So the partners that have benefited from that have been super grateful because the product is just so high quality.
What has fighting hunger looked like for you through the pandemic and now as we're seeing this economic shift?
Yeah, at the start of the pandemic, it was families that were just in need of emergency assistance. A lot of these people had never requested food from a food bank before, and they just needed it because of sudden job losses. What we're seeing now is that people are going back to work and are still unable to make ends meet. So we're dealing with a lot of working families right now just to get food out to them. So the clients have definitely changed a lot, and the community members that we're serving, it's shifted, but we're still here. Our programs are still growing so that way we can meet the need.
What is Hunger Action Month, and how can people help out during this month of September?
Yeah, during September, all of us Feeding America food banks across the nation come together so we can rally with our community to spread the word about hunger and what it means in the area. It's our opportunity to encourage people to really give back and really look at the situation in our communities and figure out the best ways that we can all contribute to make sure that we can get through the holidays efficiently. For us, it looks like encouraging the community to volunteer, to open up their backyards, to offering produce to us so that way we can pick that produce and give it to the community. It means making donations and using what advocacy knowledge that they have and that we have so that way we can advocate for people in our community that don't have resources.
There are so many worthwhile organizations in our area to support. What do you think makes yours stand out?
What makes us stand out is for us, every dollar helps to provide up to 7 meals. This is a pretty good statistic. If you look at a lot of food banks kind of across the nation, 7 meals is a lot for $1. And we're really proud of that number. In fact, 98% of each donation that we get goes to direct programs. So it goes right to where you want it to go. Only a very small percentage goes to administrative costs. So we're really proud of how we use our funds to support the community.
I've been speaking with Carolyn Soler, CEO of Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino. How can someone get involved?
People can get involved by going to feedingie.org. That's IE as in Inland Empire. So feedingie.org. There you can find resources to get food if you need it or to contribute in the way that best suits your lifestyle, whether it's volunteering or donating or advocating.
And tell us about some of those volunteer opportunities.
Yeah, we have lots of volunteer opportunities open right now. You can volunteer in our warehouse, help us kind of pack food boxes for the community. You can join us at some of our senior food distributions where you're actually going to be loading up cars for the seniors and helping them check in. And also gleaning, that's a new opportunity that we have. So our volunteers can actually go into the backyards of community members who have lots of produce, and they can pick that produce to support our hunger relief programs, which is really exciting. And we're still working on finding new opportunities. But I also mentioned our hero program earlier. So if you are not interested in having contact with people or with boxes, you can always go to our warehouse, pick up some food boxes, and deliver those to those that need it.
And is there an age requirement to volunteer?
Yeah. So to volunteer in our warehouse, the minimum age is 12. If you are under the age of 18, though, we ask that there is an adult present to guide you through the volunteer program.
I've been speaking with Carolyn Soler, CEO of Feeding America Riverside San Bernardino. Thank you so much for coming in today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.